Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
A lingerie dilemma. I think this is a little bit, this will be fairly relatable for a lot of people. It says, after going, this email, after going to my family and my girlfriend's family's house for Thanksgiving last week, we had made a plan to have a romantic date night on Sunday.
All right. Okay, great.
We had a great meal. We watched a movie we both loved, and then it was time for sexy time.
Mm. Oh, that's what man. They wrote. Sexy Damn. Time. Wow.
Sex. My girlfriend told me to lay on the bed because she had a surprise.
Oh,
yeah.
She brought in another dude.
Yeah. And a baseball bat.
He seemed to be attached to her from behind.
Yeah. Ooh.
Minutes later, she came strutting into the bedroom in some amazingly sexy lingerie.
Nice.
Mm, yeah.
I immediately complimented her on how sexy she looked.
And you look sexy.
So sexy.
And she said that I was flattered. She looked sexy and said that I was flattered and that she went and got some new lingerie for me.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. I complimented
it
her.
Like it.
Yeah. I didn't feel
bad.
I think we know what you meant. We know what you meant.
Yep.
Do
she
you?
She was flattered by the
she
compliment.
She was flattered.
No, that's where I got it wrong.
What?
He was flattered on how sexy she looked and that he said, when he complimented her, he said, I can't believe you went and got that for me.
Okay, so
you
he
look
was
great.
Flattered.
So I did. Yeah, okay. I interpreted was, and read it wrong.
Okay, so he was flattered that she
I don't think
went
it was written
to,
great, by the way,
the trouble.
Emailer.
Sure.
To look nice for him.
Got it. Yes.
She replied, oh, I've had this for years.
Ooh, not what you want to
hear. Oh, nope.
Turns out her old boyfriend bought it for her in
no.
college.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, you know, Buck gave this to me.
Yeah, and
you
he
know
likes
what he likes
party.
To do? Party.
What, did she graduate like last year?
They were together for 3 years and broke up about a year ago. I wasn't happy and I told her I wasn't in the mood anymore.
Rude. Ooh. Rude.
I can't believe she said, I didn't buy it for you. My ex bought it for me.
Yeah, just say.
What is wrong with you?
Just be like, thanks.
Say thank you.
Yeah, but get over it and then get you some. Who cares? Who cares? You think every pair of panties that she wears is some that she's not ever worn before she met you?
No,
and
but
it's sexy and she put it on thinking like, I'm going to turn him on with this. Not I'm going to turn him on with this and the facts about my ex-boyfriend.
No, but guys are very visual and imaginative. And when that's divulged, your brain immediately goes to that other
Them
people she's
it?
Been having sex with.
Oh,
yes.
Boo.
Well,
I wouldn't want it at all. It would wreck it.
Don't tell me.
Like, you can't say that to that guy. Like, just
yeah.
Shh.
I mean, I'd prefer
just
not to know,
thanks.
But if I know I'm about to get a face party and my boyfriend's wearing something and he's like, oh, yeah, I got these like 10 years ago. They still look good on me, don't they? All right, fine. Get to doing what you were going to do.
But saying I've had these for a while is different than if he said, oh, thanks. My ex Jen bought them for me.
Yeah, but
last
I mean, it's just
year.
Assumed mm-hmm. if they've got old underwear.
Yeah, but assuming
that's older
is,
than since they've met me.
Why do people have conversations like this?
I don't know.
Seriously,
she checks in with some logic and reason.
Like if Annette walks out of the bedroom wearing something super sexy, I'm not going to say, "Wow, you look great." Who bought that for you? What was the timeline? Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much it was? What were you thinking when you wore it
well,
for the first time?
Well, no, but
defense,
what
might do,
he didn't
either.
Ask any of those questions. He said, you look amazing, and I'm flattered that you would put something like that or go buy
too
something like that.
Too much.
Yeah,
too much.
Just
too much.
I agree. I mean, I agree. I would just say you look really sexy.
People?
But
yeah,
he's trying to be nice to her, yeah, though. Like, he's trying to be complimentary
just
and
say,
add to
you
the
look
mood.
Great. Let's get to work.
Yeah, and to Steve's point, Annette would never say, oh, my ex before you bought me these, and I figured it would turn you on, too. Most people wouldn't, but, you know, for whatever reason, this woman did.
Yeah, she's stupid.
But that
just
would kill
too
your
much conversation.
This is,
yeah,
this is all on
it.
Her, not on him.
Just fine, then take that old garbage off and come over here and sit on my face.
Like, it probably looks terrible anyway. Most lingerie looks real stupid.
Yeah. Oh, what a waste.
Does it really?
What?
Yeah. I hate lingerie.
It depends. Well, I mean, it depends
on
what you're talking about.
A lot of it looks real stupid.
I mean, like a good, like bra and panty set and like some kind of a camisole. Yeah.
Now it's a Fredericks of Hollywood whore.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to see like things with buckles and like straps and lace and everything.
Yeah.
Just get to it.
Yeah. Get nude.
Man, you guys are lame.
I was going
to
say.
No, we're right, Steve.
Yeah.
No,
power to
have
the anti-lingerie.
I mean, I'm not anti. Look.
Give me a skirt and some thigh highs, and I'm yours all night. Yeah. I'm yours forever.
Well, that's not really lingerie, though.
It's, I mean, the tease,
what do you mean it's not?
I'm talking like, yeah. No. Skirt is
thigh highs, thongs, great bras.
Short
camisoles.
Skirt.
Yeah, all that stuff. That's
different.
Teddy.
We're talking. Yeah,
well,
Steve and I are anti-Teddy and stuff.
Yeah, nobody's into a Teddy.
Stuff that has buckles.
Who said
buckles?
Anything about a Teddy?
Yeah.
People haven't bought Teddies since I was, like, learning what boners were in, like, 1982.
I do have really frustrating
nobody
lingerie.
Nobody buys Teddies.
All right, here.
Really
I just
frustrated lingerie.
I have really frustrating lingerie, and I didn't realize it until I had to take it off for the first time. It's this beautiful, light purpley, like periwinkle colored lacy bra, but it doesn't have the buckle in the back. So when my boyfriend went to take it off, I had to like pull it up over my head, and it was super tight to make my boobs look bigger. So it was just, it was super frustrating. Yeah, okay, like lips on the crotch.
I think she's wearing those upside down.
Yeah. I mean, I did just Google stupid lingerie.
Yeah, maybe
like,
you
even
should.
This looks stupid. This is dumb.
Well, yeah, that's a little.
Well, yeah, I don't want to pick poof on my crotch.
That's a little goofy looking.
I don't want that. I don't want, fluffy pillows on my little pillows. I don't need that.
This text, Steve is right. Too much conversation.
Way too much.
Another text, Kelly is a hypocrite. She didn't like an ex's scarf sitting around, and now she's fine with reused underwear.
No, I didn't like an ex's scarf because she was reaching out about how she needed that scarf. And then
it
when
is
we
apples
found
and oranges.
It, she was like, no, never mind. She didn't actually need the scarf. She just wanted to hang out on the back burner. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn. I wear my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's Lenny Kravitz shirt all the time.
You're
going to
say lingerie?
Yeah, her
would you
lingerie.
Does she have Lenny Kravitz lingerie?
Do you consider that t-shirt to be lingerie?
Most of the time it is my lingerie. Yeah.
Yeah. It has the same impact.
That's Freebeer and Steve's kind of lingerie, a big t-shirt, nothing on underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the best
yeah.
kind of lingerie.
I
so,
like
yes. But I am wearing another woman's bra right now. I'm not even kidding. She gave it to me. She said, you got little boobs like I do. You should.
Oh, was it Ross's daughter?
No. No, but we probably do have the same chest.
Why do you have somebody else's bra on?
Because
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
She told me that my boobs were small like hers and that hers were actually smaller. And so she told me I could have it. And it's the Pepper brand. I don't know if y'all know this, but Pepper brand is great for flat-chested girls.
Where were you when this happened? Like an Old Navy?
No. Yeah, what happened? No. Yeah, where were
you? Somebody just
where,
walk up
yeah,
to you?
Where?
I was dropping
women
my dog
so
off.
Weird.
It's our dog sitter.
Oh, I know. Okay.
And she's wonderful. She was like, hey, you've
oh,
got little
small
boobs.
Canned Nancy. Oh, okay. Why didn't you say that?
Yeah, that's pretty much. She's like, little cans Kelly over here. She can wear my bras.
Little Bits Doggy Daycare. Hey, come on by. Bits, no bites.
Yeah.
Kelly, do you recycle lingerie from past relationships all the time? Is that why you're so defensive?
It's not recycled from all, like, the last relationship. It's recycled from, like, 10 years ago. Bras are expensive, and it's cute. It's periwinkle, and I got a black, a purple, and a red one. That's all you need. Three solid ones, and then three pairs of panties that match. I've had them for years.
Panties.
Years. Now, my regular day-to-day panties, I change those out, like, every year.
Yeah.
I just wipe
the drawer
out.
You always refer to them as bloomers.
Yeah, my bloomers.
Yeah.
Yeah. My virginity keepers.
I'm going to wear the ones with a padlock today.
My desert drawers.
Damn.
They keep me dry.
Desert drawers.
Hotwings, your girlfriend
Did
calls
you.
Just
you. Make that up? That's
yeah.
amazing.
I don't know why I said that.
That's really good. Keeps it dry in there. Doesn't need water, just like a cactus.
Yeah.
Also a little prickly.
So arid.
That's my new favorite term.
Yeah. Hot Wings, yeah. Your girlfriend calls you and says, how do you want me to dress? What do you tell her? Like, for a specific sexy time, not like, you know, to go to a Kiss concert or something.
Oh, I would. Well, I mean, if it were.
I mean, same much, thing.
I mean, same, yeah, right?
I would say.
Elevator shoes.
I would go, you have good taste. Surprise me. I mean, yeah, that's what I would say.
It depends.
Like,
boy. Dark wash, high-waisted jeans, a black shirt tucked in, and some cute panties on underneath. No bra.
This is just
wait. Say it again. Dark wash.
Dark wash. High waisted jeans. A black. Whatever fit
no.
you like.
No,
a
never,
black.
Never.
Are you talking to Hot Wings? Are you talking to Hot
Wings'
girlfriend or
yeah,
your
Hot
boyfriend?
Wings girlfriend.
Oh,
she's
I'm going to ask you, but for your life.
Yeah. Well, Hot Wings for you. Yeah. If you were to text your girlfriend right now. Dark wash. Little high waisted. Not like super high waisted. I mean, like the size, the height that fits your waistline. Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. No. I mean, normal
tuck
would be fine.
A
yeah.
Sexy. Fitted black shirt and some cute little booties and just a thong and nothing
else. You're wrong. Super low rise and huge whale tail.
I didn't see that coming for you, Howie.
Yep. I want to floss my teeth on that thing.
No,
when it came to your type, I didn't picture trash.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And the bigger the tramp stamp, the better.
Yep.
Oh, is that a whale tail?
Yeah.
I like to dive in that ocean.
Especially if it says an ex's name.
Yeah. God, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whenever I'm back here, I think about Justin. Yeah. That's just a name. I don't know. I hope that's not a real name in anyone's life. Steve, what are you saying to Annette?
I'm sure that's not a real name in anyone's life.
No, I mean, like I hope Hot Wings, we don't go to commercial break and Hot Wings goes, yeah, our ex was named Justin. I go, God. Now what do I do?
Yeah.
You know, just try to pick one.
Yeah, I think you're all right.
Okay. Steve, Annette calls and says, what do you want me to be wearing when you come home for our lunchtime sex?
Nope. No, it's not. This conversation is not happening.
But what if it did?
You what if it
can't
did?
Suspend disbelief for this?
No, I can't.
Do you, okay,
because we
Steve,
wouldn't be together.
What if Annette called you and said, we're going to Mars today. What should I pack? Is that just as likely? I see what you're saying.
No. I just.
What would Annette say, Steve, if you called her and said, hey, I know you're dropping off the kids at your mom's. When you come home, we're going to do sex. How do you want me to dress? What would she say to you?
Wait, if I said that to her?
Yeah. What would she say? How would she want you to dress?
Oh, she'd say, shut the hell up.
You're getting less appealing the longer your mouth is
exactly.
open.
I'd like you to dress like a guy who went outside and raked the leaves.
Yeah, the kids are gone for a night. I'm catching up on The Bachelor, and you're doing whatever it is that you do.
You go do Gentlemen. Your podcast with your friend.
Whatever dumb garage thing you have going on.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys wouldn't do this. It makes me so sad. If your wife or girlfriend or whoever asks you what you want me to wear, you tell them exactly what you want. They want that.
That happened to me last week, and I did.
Oh, well, that was different because she asked you to dress like a lesbian, and that was strange for all of us.
No, that wasn't what I meant.
I'm tucked shirt lesbian, too. Yeah. I can't believe that.
It's a modern lesbian thing.
No, it was the other way around. She said, what do you want me to be wearing when you get home? And I very specifically answered.
So. Yeah. Say, you know,
great.
But don't be like, whatever you want. Say exactly what you want.
See, I'm fortunate because I already like what's happening there. I don't need to add my 2 cents.
But if she's asking for it, I'm saying, or he is asking for it, tell them because they're asking for a reason.
See,
that's just gonna build.
Yeah,
to the
I would
end
be more. I would be more likely to.
It's gonna be
to,
so hot and
to,
sweaty.
I would be more likely to be able to add to the outside rather than the inside, like skirt, boots. Blouse, yes.
Yeah, add to the outside and then add to the inside later.
Yeah. I mean, because like, I already like what's going on. I already like what she's doing with the other stuff.
The hardest part for Kayla was getting a jack-o'-lantern that hadn't molded.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rachel, are you okay? It's like listening to my parents talk about sex. Just,
you think that, but let us get them on the phone and they'll talk about sex,
you know,
and you'll see this is not like that at all.
You can laugh all you want, but you think it would be great to have a hand-me-down tortoise. Like, who are you to give us advice on sex?
Know,
you will not sit
baby.
In judgment of us.
And isn't it so crazy? Like, listening to you guys talk about this stuff is so nuts because then I talk about, like, my pretend tortoise and, like, my boyfriend actually built us sex furniture. So, like, I don't know where I stand on this line.
Like what?
I don't know.
What kind of furniture?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah. That's the
that's
I mean,
the
you
question.
Brought it up.
Yeah. What are we...
I feel like I always feel like I can't add to conversations like this because people always assume I don't know anything.
This is
no, I
no
assume
one assumed
you're a freak.
That. Yeah,
it's
I mean,
always, the the quirky ones that are freaks.
Yeah.
Thank
what,
you.
What kind of, what kind of cuddly bear stickers do you have on your Liberator?
Yeah.
I'll bet, no Nick, stickers I'll bet, on anything like that.
I'll bet your boyfriend has a costume that makes him look like a corgi.
Ooh, that's false, stickers on but a good idea.
Oh, my God.
We've learned a lot.
I put a sticker on my Hydro Flask, never on my rabbit.
Wouldn't it be better with a couple of googly eyes?
I take it everywhere with me. Why wouldn't I put a sticker of Yellowstone on there?
It's an old sticker. Keep cool and chive on.
Yeah, oh God.
That was cool for about 30 seconds.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.